Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, NABWIC listeners and all of our guests who are out there listening to us this morning. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. This is your host, Jackie Perry, CEO and founder of J. Perry & Associates, and a NABWIC member, a proud NABWIC member. We are just so happy to be back with you again for another Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And this morning, we are very excited because we have a guest who we know everyone will be interested in hearing. So just as it's already been said, please get on the Twitter, get on Facebook, pick up the telephone, call your friends, your neighbors, and invite them to tune in this morning as we talk with President and CEO of Capital Credit Group, Mr. Clarence Adams. Clarence, I want to say good morning to you on this wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you, and also good morning to you, Jackie. Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure.
Well, we've been really excited about the prospect of having you on the show this morning. I know I have been ever since I had an opportunity to meet you personally in Washington last week, or was it week before last, but at the Congressional Black Congress Conference. So it was my pleasure to meet you, and thank you for agreeing to be our guest on today's show.
Again, it's definitely a pleasure, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, great. Well, I'm going to just tell our audience a little bit about you, Clarence, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. So for those of you that are listening, our distinguished guest again is Mr. Clarence Adams, President, CEO of Capital Credit Group, LLC, which is a business funding finance company. Now, I have been around businesses for probably about 25 years myself, and I don't think this has changed any. Whenever you ask business owners about their barriers to entry, whether they're starting a business or their barriers to growing a business, the thing that will come up on their top five list of things will usually be capital and finance. It goes without saying. So we are so happy to have Mr. Clarence Adams, who's going to talk to us a little bit about that topic. But I want to first tell you a little bit about him. Clarence was raised in White Plains, New York, and attended Syracuse University from 79 to 1983, where he majored in political science and minored in public relations. Now, his business career expands over 25 years, and it includes marketing, consulting, finance, and a number of other things. But currently, Mr. Adams' company provides business owners with business funding products, cash advances, business loans, factoring purchase orders, physician loans, assistance with securing government contracts, real estate financing, and equipment leasing. Now, I'm not going to repeat that, but he's going to talk about that a little bit more, but I'm sure you heard one of those things and your ears kind of perked up. But there's more. He is currently the co-chairman of the membership committee for the Asian American Chamber of Commerce. He serves on the Stratford University CIS Advisory Board and the Centara Hospital Patient Advisory Council. He is very active in the community, and one of the things in terms of his most recent accomplishment is his sixth annual charity golf tournament, where proceeds were donated to various charities serving individuals with disabilities and homeless veterans, as well as prostate cancer survivors. Mr. Adams' favorite pastimes are developing business relationships, which I can attest to that on a personal level, assisting those that manage, traveling, and golfing. He was featured on the cover of Pro Golf Magazine in July 2005. So I take it, Terrence, you like golf just a little bit.
Yes, just a little bit. Other than assisting business owners and running the company, that is definitely a strong second.
Well, great. Well, thank you. Well, I wanted to share with our listeners just a little bit about your background, and as folks are coming on the line, I'm sure that was helpful to them. But let me go ahead, Terrence, and ask you to share with our listeners who are calling in from all around the country a little bit more about your background, some critical pieces there, and how you got started in this business.
Okay. Yes. Again, my name is Clarence Adams, and I'm the owner and president and CEO of Capital Credit Group. I got started in this business, really, it was not my intention. It was kind of by accident. My first company that I started in 1990 after my military career was a dental marketing company because my background was dentistry in the military. So it was an easy transition. And I always promised myself after the military that I'd never work for anyone. And since 1990, I've been privileged enough to been my own boss and my own creator of how my world would work. And so I started, I had a patient that would always tell me that I needed to be in finance because that's what he was in. And I had a 3-day, 12-hour work shift, and so I had 2 days off and the weekends. So I started working with him part-time, and I decided to like it. One was because it was financially rewarding, and number two, it was another way of helping individuals versus, taking care of people as a hygienist, but actually helping them to see their business grow. And challenge was starting to get clients. So I just liked it so much till I quit my hygiene position and started a marketing company, and of course I was finding financing, and I found out that it's better on the end of creating the finance than it is to get the finance for someone else and then work for them. So that's mm-hmm. how I got started in the business.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. And that's something that you said that was most interesting, your last comment. It was better to create the finance for them on the front end than to try to build it where they could get it and then help them. So I imagine that when you started your company, like many other business owners, there were some challenges that you faced as a startup company too. So beyond finding the customers, did you find that there was any other thing unique about your business in terms of the challenges you faced?
Yes. As a minority and African American in finance, there's not really a lot of representation there. So that was an obstacle always, is that where's the money at? How do you get, access to money when other people can't, and what makes you legitimate? So that was always a challenge, and I was always lucky to have many people that have helped me along the way, that were good friends, mentors, that reassured me and actually directed me. And I could always fall back and use them as references to create credibility. So the credibility was really the first challenge. And once we overcame the credibility, then you know, the other challenges is how do you get maintain a consistent flow of clientele? And I found that the best thing to do is to develop a relationship with your clients and just not service them for one, you know, one brief moment of their needs and then disappear. So I always stayed in constant contact to develop that relationship. And so now, after 17 years, pretty much 80% of what I do is my clients are referrals. So I really only am in the market of new clients consistently, and that's only through networking. We really don't do any advertisements. We tried that a number of years back, and when you tell people that you can get them money, your phone really rings off the hook. And you spend a lot of time, you know, vetting clients that you would never be able to help. So a marketing campaign for us as Blast Marketing wasn't as successful, and we just spent a lot of time that was not productive time. So we just want to concentrate on the relationships, building relationships, and NABWIC is one of those relationships that we're developing.
Well, thank you for sharing that too, Clarence. I think that's really key for people to understand, again, the power and the value that lies in relationship building and the fact that that is what business is all about. And sounds like you said that perhaps 80% or more of your business now is really as a result of relationship building versus doing any extra marketing campaigns of sorts.
Yes, over the years we've developed our one of our greatest assets and resources is our banks. Knowing the bank managers, and largely we work with a lot of community banks. As when their clients are rejected by the bank, then they would return actually refer that client to us. So we work pretty much as a retention for the bank, because if a client isn't happy with the bank because they are not able to get a loan for whatever reason, individuals tend to think it's the bank's fault, when it actually in all reality is the guidelines that are set up by the bank. So if the bank can offer a secondary source and we're successful, then the client will stay with the bank and stay, keep their funds there, their mortgages there, their insurances or whatever other bank products they have versus leaving the bank. So that's been our strong point. And so that also has given us the credibility is that when the bank refers your client, the client realizes that you are who you say you are and you can produce what you say you can do.
Right. And Clarence, one of the things, and we've got a number of listeners that are just popping in now, and I want them to fully understand, again, what it is that you do and how your company really does help businesses from a finance perspective. And so I'm going to just back up a little bit and ask you to talk about the company. Again, you are CEO and founder of Capital Credit Group. It's a business funding finance company. However, it's unlike most traditional funding institutions. So tell us a little bit more about Capital Credit Group, its structure, and then the products and services that it actually provides to business owners, because I'm sure there are anxious ears out there waiting to hear that.
Okay. Yes, and as moving forward, I'd always like to say that, you know, it's I'm not really into the title of it, of the company, but I have a staff of wonderful people that I work with, throughout the country, and I just want to make mention that they are the reasons why we're able to do what we provide the services that we can. So without a proper staff and good people around me, this really would never happen. So I have to give a short shout out to the staff. But yes, going back to the various products that we offer, we offer asset-based receivables. So in short term is that if you have receivables coming in, we will loan you on your future receivables. So, and we do usually do that to about 80% of the 100% of your receivables. There's business loans. We do small micro loans up to large loans. We range anywhere from 5,000, you know, to 10 million or 50 million loan. We have access to capital in the range of 200 million plus. So we're pretty have a broad range there. One of our focal points is equipment leasing. We know that pretty much 90-95% of major corporations lease their equipment versus purchasing, and there's a specific tax advantages, and you can always check with your CPA for those tax advantages as far as write-offs. So that allows the client not to, if it's a $20,000 piece of equipment, it allows them to not have to spend the cash, but then to get on a monthly pay plan for that, which reserves their cash flow. We also do factoring. Factoring is something that's been around for, you know, since the Depression is actually when it actually started. And what that does is we would buy the asset of a company based upon the services they provide. Once they provide the services, that particularly federal government or state governments or city governments will not pay for a period of time. So during that period of time, the client has completed the work, so they have to wait 30, maybe even 45 or 60 days. So what we do is we do an advance to the client on the invoices that they would provide to the government or municipality. And one of the other things we do is our purchase orders. If a client has an order from Walmart for, you know, 5,000 widgets and doesn't have the money for the manufacturing of that product, we will go ahead and assist that client with the funding to manufacture, deliver the product, and then, of course, the check would be cut from Walmart to us, and we would take the difference and along with our fee and return the rest to the client, which is known as a rebate. And our newest division of companies, our real estate division, which was run by my partner, Mr. Clive Melbourne. Mr. Melbourne is our real estate in-office real estate expert. So with that, we fund people projects that are rehab, picks and flips, which is a very large commodity that's going on in the U.S. today in various cities, particularly in Washington, D.C. It's the number two city for those type of real estate projects. And we also fund commercial real estate loans as well, whether it's development of a building, a hotel, or a four-story multi-unit building. So those are some of the services, and I'm just going to tell you why we're able to do that versus your traditional bank. It's because we really don't look at scores, whereas traditional financing, they look at credit scores. We tend not to look at that. We look at what the assets of the company are. We understand that people have some dings from, you know, past credit challenges. So we look at whether or not they're able to pay the loan back when it comes to small and large size business loans.
Wow, no, that is wonderful, Clarence. A lot of great information, and in fact, one of the things that I would like you to do right now, before I ask you the next question, is if you would just take a moment and tell people, how do they get a hold of your organization? Because I'm sure there's folks that are probably wondering now, like, okay, I got to call him right now. So how would they get a hold of your organization and make inquiries about some of these products and services you just mentioned?
Well, of course, one is our website, which is www.capital, and that capital is spelled with an O. That's C-A-P-I-T-O-L, creditgroup.com, which is our website. And I repeat again, that's capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, creditgroup.com. And then we have a number that you can reach us at as well. That's area code 571-406-2299. Again, that's 571-406-2299.
Oh, okay. That is great. And Clarence, also, I'm going to turn in a minute and give our listeners an opportunity to ask any questions, because I'm sure there are some. You've given us a great deal of information, so it sounds like almost anyone, even if you are a smaller company needing a microloan as low as $5,000, or you're a growth company needing as much as $50,000 or $200,000, it's there, equipment leasing, opportunity to do real estate loans. You can meet a gambit, it sounds like, of small business and growing company needs. And the important thing that I think people's ears probably perked up to was to say, unlike many other organizations who really rely a lot on those credit scores, your company really looks at the assets of an organization and their ability to repay. So I think that was a lot of great information. So we're going to turn right now. I think we do have one caller on the line with their hand raised. So we're going to give them an opportunity, Clarence, to pipe in, make any comments or questions that they might have at this time. Go ahead, caller. You are on 0184.
Yes, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And Clarence, I'm enjoying hearing all about you and your organization. And my question is, as I'm listening to this motorcycle sitting next to me, but my question is, what are the benefits to a small business in utilizing your services over and above the other institutions like banks? That's my first question. I'm going to go on mute, Jackie. But my second question, which I'll go ahead and ask now and go back on mute, and that is, what is your favorite book, Clarence, that you enjoy the most? Thanks.
Well, the answer to the first question is, why are we different, or what is it, what are the advantages of working with us? Again, we don't in our matrix that we utilize to figure out whether or not we will fund an organization, is completely different from those of traditional banking. Again, the credit scores are not a major player in that. It is your business types. It is the growth of your business. We look at your records and see if the business has been constantly growing, you know, whether it's $1,000 a month or whether it's $10,000 a month. So we take that into advantage. And again, I say the business type. And we look at who's actually running the business and, whether we look at the possibilities of success versus the possibility of failure, whether it's a seasonal business, et cetera. So there's so many other tangibles that go into this, what are the debt ratios that the company is operating on. And again, many things that really go into that, and credit is not one, is not a major player. So we're able to help the businesses that are credit challenged. We also help businesses that are considered to, say, be high risk within the norm of normal banking. Again, construction is one of those businesses that banks are not, the greatest friends of, unless you're really a very large corporation. And then there are smaller businesses that tend to that are seasonal, that banks are not very friendly to loan to, as well as there's really demographics that play a part in business loans. So we again look at the company, who's managing the company, what the profits are, and we move from there. And the other is that we're developing a relationship. If someone was asking for $50,000. And, of course, they may not have qualified for that, but that's what their needs are. So we can help them with something smaller. And once they get to a point of a halfway point, then we can actually go back and increase that again so that the person would be able to just manage a certain portion in order to reach a certain goal. And so we look at the payback history as well and build a relationship so that the client can get to a point that they can actually go to traditional banking for funding. And the second question is favorite book. Of course, I'm a sports fan, and my idol in sports is Muhammad Ali. So I'm actually reading his autobiography again. So that's the book of choice right now.
Great. Thank you, Clarence. And we have even more questions. So I'm going to go to another caller. Looks like this might be Ms. Jada herself. So I'm going to unmute your line, and you can go ahead with your question, and then we'll also go to caller who ends in 7528 after this question.
Good morning, Mr. Clarence.
Good morning.
My question is, being a small business consultant and dealing with a lot of small businesses and a lot of new startup companies, those companies that are looking for working capital and have been, say, in business, they're new, for 6 months or less, are you able to find programs or assist businesses like that?
Actually, that's really a wonderful question because brought online a new product which is specifically designed for businesses that are 2 months in business and above. So if you've been in business for at least 2 months, we can generally fund you. There's really no business restriction. So even if you were owned a bills bondsman or even an attorney, they are considered to be high-risk businesses, would be able to fund you based upon the last 2 months of your bank statement. So if 1 month is $20,000 and next month is $22,000, then we would fund the lower amount of those 2 months. And we could actually, in some cases, double that. So if a business is doing 22, then we from $20,000 could probably increase that to $40,000, and that's a payback over a period of minimum of 12 months, and there's no prepayment penalty for that. So that's an absolute great tool for businesses that are less than 2 years old, and that's another advantage that we have over traditional funding. Normally you're 2 years in business and you need 2 years tax returns. So there's no tax returns, just the last 2 months of your bank statement. And we'll make a decision and give you an offer within a 72-hour period.
That is so awesome and powerful, offering working capital in that space. So hear you clearly for our audience members and listeners. If you've been in business for 2 months and a minimum, at least have 2 months of banking statements, you can turn to Capital Credit Group for funding assistance. That is awesome.
All right. That is awesome. Thank you. And we're going to go to another caller ending in 7528. Go ahead, caller. You are live and on the air.
Well, good morning to Clarence and to Jackie. This is Deborah Thompson in Jacksonville, Florida, and I really appreciate listening to your comments this morning. I am planning right now to do a funding and finance workshop with the Black Expo here in Jacksonville on October the 8th, and we will be bringing in traditional and untraditional funding sources. Do you work with any government programs, or are your funding sources private companies that help small businesses in their ventures because of some of the challenges that we have as small businesses?
Yes, we do have some government programs. We work with all of our money is private money, whether it's through hedge funds, whether it's through private investment groups. But we do have affiliates that will process SBA loans. We recently, last month, did an SBA 7 loan for a dentist, and that was in excess of $500,000. And we were able to do that loan within 30 days. So we do have ability to fund government-backed SBA loans.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. Do you have any suggestions or any information that you think I might make sure that our audience is available to at this workshop that I am planning? Is your service something that we can get online? Can you help us nationwide, or is it strictly in the geographic area where you are?
No, ma'am. We are not restricted. We're actually all over the United States. We can do some business in Canada, some business in Mexico, and in the Caribbean. It depends on the project. Yes, you can go to our website. There's an information info at Capital Credit Group where you would be able to submit any type of request, and we'll have one of the agents or myself contact the individual. And what we like to do is we like to kind of vet who we're doing business with, and so that we know that we'll be able to help the client. And we don't want to spend waste the client's time, but it has to be a legitimate business. It can even be a sole proprietor, but they have to have a business license and EIN number, or if it's a sole proprietor, then an LLC with a EIN number attached. You can request information for each individual by going to our website at info@capitalcreditgroup.com.
Thank you so very much, and it was very nice to have met you in the D.C. area during the Congressional Black Caucus.
Likewise, Ms. Thompson, likewise. We really enjoyed your hospitality, and thanks a lot for coming up, and we look forward to working with you in the future. And of all the organizations down in the Florida area.
Thank you so very much. And then again, this is Deborah Thompson, the National President of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we invite all of you to join in with us for the services and products that we provide to women and young girls throughout the nation.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Deborah, for mentioning that, because I know we are getting a little bit close to our ending time, and we're going to forego our usual commercial, which does talk about our focus on women and girls. So thank you for that, Deborah. But we want to do that because, Clarence, there's a couple of other questions that I really want you to address before we do end the interview, and one of them is as Deborah talked about NABWIC, we exist for a purpose to advance the cause and support of women in the construction industry and the related trades. We like to know you are a NABWIC member, of course, and we are very excited about that. Would love to know why you chose to become a member of NABWIC, and after that question, we just want to ask you about some of the new trends that are occurring in the industry, things that we want as business owners to be aware of. So could you tell us, number one, why you became a NABWIC member, and then talk about some of the trends in the industry?
Becoming a NABWIC member, that's an easy question. That I actually met Ms. Ann McNeil, the president, chairman of NABWIC, in Cleveland at an AMAC convention. And I was just completely blown away with how generous she was and how knowledgeable she was with introducing herself and her associates throughout that she's known for the many years that she's been in business, and just the information that she was willing to share, and I could see the genuine care and respect that she had for other people in the business and her goal of advancing the NABWIC organization and the overall mission, and that is to educate young black women and give them opportunities that where they may not even know about, because actually I never knew about NABWIC until I met Ms. McNeil, and we had a conversation, and I think we talked for probably about 6 hours at the convention total, and I just, before we walked away, I made a commitment to become a member and a sponsor for the CBC, which was here in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned. And I really never saw a group of individuals that were very, very successful share their knowledge just openly and have a mission to really help other individuals. And there was no way that I would let an opportunity to be a part of such a wonderful organization go by. And I was raised by my mother, and I have two sisters, so a lot of times I was the only man in the house. So to be around such a group of wonderful women really made me feel like I was at home again. So it is really, I'm super excited to be a part of NABWIC, and I'm just actually blessed that the opportunity is here. And so I'll extend all of my services to members so that we can help build the chapter, but also help change young lives and bring more African-American women and men into the construction arena. And the second question, the part of the question was, what are the new trends? Well, the new trend is the one I just mentioned, which we call the Fast Cash Program, which will allow young businesses an opportunity to get funds to actually grow their business. As you know, most businesses sell within a 3 to 5 year period. And so this is an opportunity for those businesses to nurture and actually to stay alive, to get to the point of the 3 to 5 year where they could actually go and get traditional funding. If you're a new business, you could have a 750 credit score, and if you go to a bank, they will not loan you money because you haven't been in business. There's no track record, no past performance. So this is an opportunity for those businesses to stay afloat until they're able to get to the level of traditional funding. That is one of our newest programs. But we're really flexible, so we design programs, and we're creative. After doing this for so many years, there's a lot of things that may pop up in, where if someone has not been in the business for the number of years that we have, they will not know that there's another route to get to the end result. And so we try to find that other route. As long as it's legal, we will do our best to find that route to get the client to the funding they need and to the position that they want their company to grow.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We appreciate your providing some insight as to why you became a NABWIC member, and we appreciate having you as a valued member, Clarence. And thanks for providing us with those industry trends and for all the information that you shared with us today, because what that means to small businesses is that we have options. And it's maybe overkill or maybe not the proper use of the word, but I like to use it, hope. Sometimes people get to a point where they're talented, they have skills, they have the resources, but many times if they don't have the capital that they need, then they lose hope. And there's a chance that their dream could be at risk and jeopardy as well. But it looks like through what you do, businesses certainly do have opportunity to get through many barriers that may have been presented to them in the past and to go on to realize their dreams. So we want to thank you for everything that you do, for everything you do for small businesses, for everything that you do with NABWIC. And we definitely will have to have you back on the show again, because I could see you're being valuable in providing us with some more valuable information when it comes to the area of finance. And so right now, though, as we are winding down our time, I'm just checking. I just want to be sure that everybody who had an opportunity to make a comment or ask a question have had an opportunity to do so. So I don't see any new hands in the studio. So, Clarence, before we end, I'm going to ask if you would just take these last few moments and just share some parting words with us, whether it's words of caution, words of inspiration, or anything that you think would be a benefit to our listening audience out there.
Okay. I want to just mention that I don't think you use the word hope as an overkill. Hope is a word in our community that is very acceptable, because that is what we've our heritage, most of our all of our ancestors had was only hope. And so with being able to continue to have hope within our community, and feel free to always use that word, because I think it resonates with us, particularly in the African-American community. And that with the, being able to finance some of the smaller companies and that do have hope, we can keep that hope, and we can help the people achieve their dreams. So never give up on your dreams, persevere, and always ask for help, because you just never know. And that's one of the things that NABWIC has shown me, is that being able to share your information, and anyone that's look out there that's looking for an organization to join, this is truly the organization, because it's all about sharing, it's all about hope, and it's all about perseverance. So we it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you once again. And I want to thank all of our listeners who called in this morning to be a part of the show, and especially those who made comments or questions. Thank you very much. And we're just going to ask everybody if they would join us again next Wednesday, the same time, for another great show. But this morning we want to just take our hats off again and say thank you to our NABWIC member and colleague, Mr. Clarence Adams, President and CEO of Capital Credit Group. Thank you again, Clarence, and this concludes our show. Thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
Thank you.